Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, blasting out nationwide on the AM and FM dial and globally on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and worldwide on shortwave, the big blowtorch WWCR from 11 to 2 Central, retransmitted from 9 to midnight. Coming up is David Stahl, former police officer, city manager of two different towns, the founder of Corridor Watch, one of the real experts on what the New World Order is doing with their toll roads that will fund their North American Union. I mentioned toll road conglomerate silences nagging Texas newspapers by purchasing newspapers. Let me say that again. Toll road giant buys newspapers to silence critics. This is what's happening. And Paul Watson has written an article that condenses all the other reports and adds some new facets to this. I also contributed to the story, and we had Sal Castillo on the Sunday syndicated show, and that's what Paul wrote this from. Big business buys silence of toll road critical newspapers. Foreign corporation in desperate lunge to quell massive popular dissent against Trans-Texas Corridor and North American Union. A foreign toll road corporation has agreed to buy dozens, and they own hundreds. It's bigger than that. In Texas and Oklahoma, that have up until now been harsh critics of the Trans-Texas Corridor Superhighway. A clear example of racketeering and a desperate lunge to silence dissent against the sellout of American infrastructure and the North American Union. Australian toll road giant Mercury agreed Wednesday to purchase 40 local newspapers, primarily in Texas and Oklahoma, for $80 million. Mercury Bank is Australia's largest capital raising firm that has invested billions in purchasing roads in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. Most recently, the company joined with Cintra of Spain in a controversial 75-mile lease of a 170-mile Indiana toll road, reports the newspaper.com. And, Paul, I want you to add to this story and back up with my statements on how it fits the bill and appears to be racketeering. Because if you look at this, these companies came in for 10 years, and they've now partnered with Cintra, so it's one group, and lobbied both parties. Then they went into secret agreements with the Texas Department of Transportation and even told the legislature, and members of the legislature have called it racketeering, called it extortion, called it criminal, and told the public that it was secret. No one could even know what their agreements were. Now we've gotten parts of it, and it's worse than we even thought. Then they told everybody it isn't going to be on existing roads, but they're setting them up on existing roads. And it's just the whole thing is off the charts. It's also illegal to put toll roads on existing roads, but they lobbied to quasi-change that, but not entirely. And it's just off the charts. And now to go buy newspapers in a clear conflict of interest when it's a foreign company, and to buy those newspapers at above what the regular selling price would be in key areas, newspapers that have been critical of the Trans-Texas Corridor and the NAFTA Superhighway. If it is a duck, you know, it looks like one, it quacks like one, it's yellow, it's got little pink feet. It is a duck, ladies and gentlemen. And you see it there swimming around in the pond. And I'm calling for criminal investigations of this. I am calling for investigations of this right now, and I'm calling for grand juries to investigate this, and I am calling for state and federal grand juries to look at this, and I'm calling for the people to demand this, because when these big, look, I've got stories right here where Lotto Metallica, an Italian company, for $1 billion is buying the Michigan lottery that made $700 million last year. I mean, see, it's just strip mining everything. And, of course, you know the big companies running the lotteries. I mean, look at the Texas lottery. That's mafia 110%. We'll be right back.
It's here after a year in production and traffic.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Veteran police officer, been a city manager of two South Texas cities, towns around Houston, currently a city manager. He's gotten the majority of Texas counties and cities to sign on to corridor watch and issue declarations against the internationalist takeover of our main infrastructure, the roads. States like Texas completely dependent on our roads. Every state, the U.S. is more dependent on roads than any other nation because we're not compact old line cities. We are sprawling. We are a large country. And it's so criminal. It's so out of control. It's so big that it's hard to lay it all out. But now there's been a new wrinkle to all this. So I want to go over the new wrinkle and then have David Stahl of CorridorWatch.org. We have a link to up on Infowars.com right now to lay this out for you in sequential order. But before we do that, I forgot about this. I totally forgot this was even coming up. I've been to so many events and doing so many things this weekend. Obviously, I was with George Norrie in studio co-hosting with him, a guest when he was in town for TalkFest Friday. Then I was at TalkFest on stage with him. At that event, we videotaped that. We're going to be posting it on PrisonPlanet.tv. Then yesterday I went to book people, talked to a huge crowd of great folks that came there at the bookstore for a Terror Storm DVD signing. And this is huge. I should have been promoting this for months. I remember they set this up a few months ago, and I kind of forgot about it. And last Friday they're going, hey, you know about this, don't you? A Call to Arms by Alex Jones, a lecture on state-sponsored terrorism, the emerging police state, and the neocons' plan for the Middle East. And I'm going to do this event and then just a few others in the next few months, and I'm done for a while. I got to make this new film. I got to stop running around. But I hope you'll come to it. It's in the UT Ballroom. It's free. That place is beautiful. It's going to be great for shooting video. I think I'm going to have a surprise guest or two there, too. I'm going to give a speech and take questions, and I'll try to develop a good speech for you there. But it's free Thursday, February 1st, 7:30 p.m., UT Union Ballroom, 24th and Guadalupe. We have a map up on Infowars.com, event information. It's sponsored by a Project for a New American Citizen, PNAC.org, and the C counts for the end of PNAC and Citizen. So it's PNACITIZENC. So it's not PNAC and then Citizens. It's PNAC with the C only being there once. And these guys are an example of taking action, like David Stahl is, and so many others. They are UT students. They're political science they're taking? Very sharp, very smart. I'd call them, mainline leftists at first, and now they're pro-gun, pro-constitution. Now they understand communism's controlled. Now they understand how it's a controlled left-right paradigm. They're on fire. Events every week, marches every week, multiple every week. Hundreds of people showing up at each event, and without me being even involved or really even plugging it most of the time. We've had them on once, and they're just flyering everything, running around, just engaging the enemy and waking a lot of people up. And it's two guys, and now they've gotten a lot of support and help, so it's more people now that are involved. And they're not waiting for orders from headquarters. That's exactly what we're looking for here in this fight. They are articulate leaders in this fight. And so they invited me down to speak in the UT Ballroom this Thursday. Come out and support them. Come out. We're going to have a great event. It's free. There's parking all over the place down there at night. There's parking garages, you name it. Meters are free at night. I want to see everybody. Please tell two of your friends at least. Tell your email list about this. You know, I can get 1,200 people at an event. And I've done it several times, but this place holds 1,000, and it's a beautiful ballroom. And with 4 days to promote it, I would imagine we'll probably get about 500 people there. I'd like to fill it up. I always fill everything I do up, and I just like to fill things up and have big events and get everybody together and have it be really exciting. So everybody, come to this event, and I'll give you a special speech. I'll try to rest up for it. And I'm trying to figure out, I don't want it to just be me. I know they think it's just me, but I think I'm going to probably get some, I might have somebody else or a few other people speak. But for heaven's sakes, I agreed to do this. Now it'll be some grasping person who calls them and wants to speak. Just let me decide who's going to come speak. And it's going to be a really exciting event. That's a lecture on state-sponsored terrorism, the emerging police state, and the neocon plans for the Middle East. They kept asking me what I was going to speak on. I didn't tell them, so I'm glad they came up with that. And I guess I'll speak on that. That's what I normally speak on. And it's a free event sponsored by PNACITIZENS.org, 24th and Guadalupe, for those that aren't on the Internet. It is the UT Ballroom. All right, folks. UT Building UMB. Big, pretty Art Deco style there right in front of the fountains, and it's going to be fantastic. All right, I'm going to shut up. He's been holding long enough. David Stahl of Corridor Watch. For those that just joined us, big businesses buy Silence of Toll Road, critical newspapers, and you've got foreign / Spanish, because they're in a deal together, / Australian company coming in buying up all these newspapers in Oklahoma and Texas right along the key corridor and other toll road projected toll road areas, and this fits the classic bill of racketeering and influence peddling, and I mean, this is mafioso. Do you agree with that, David Stahl, as a former police officer and a current city manager? Would you call this what appears to be racketeering?
Well, it certainly seems to be improper influence, and it's
there you go, improper influence. Thank you.
Absolutely inappropriate.
But if you're involved in improper influence in large business deals involving multiple groups of people, and you're trying to silence criticism of your corruption, that fits the classic racketeering definition, does it not?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Please, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Alex, it's absolutely shocking, and your listeners may be aware that this is happening, and may not. But we have a huge push, a corporate push, to build corridors, NAFTA highways, super corridors, starting here in Texas and moving across the country. And the movers behind that are not U.S.-based corporations. They're foreign-based corporations, and there are just a very few players. There's the Spanish players and the Australian money men. And in what seems to be an absolute incredible coincidence, as a matter of fact, there's so much smoke it's hard to imagine there's not a fire. We have the money behind the big push for toll corridors in the United States coming in and making their very first acquisition of any of this kind of newspapers in North America. And guess where they did it? They did it right in the very corridor where there's the most resistance in the entire country.
That's a key point I'm going to have added to the article that Paul Watson wrote when he gets back tonight. It's evening over there. He's out with his girlfriend. But, I mean, this is just off the charts. You got them coming in. There's massive resistance. We've looked. Sal Costello went and spot checked these papers. These papers are all hypercritical. And we're locally controlled by local editors, and now that's going to change. And I mean, just imagine that.
It is incredible. And if you look at the state's own record of the hearings they held last summer, where there's 97% opposition to this corridor plan, it's those very communities that have or that are served by these small newspapers. It is those communities where people have been voicing their opinions and beginning a fair hearing. It's not the urban centers. The urban centers have been pretty well controlled as it is, and they see it as a rural issue and not involved. And so if you're going to manipulate public opinion, the place to do that is in these small rural papers. And how about that? They buy 40 newspapers in Texas, five are dailies. One of those dailies happens to be in Waxahachie, one of the hotbeds of public hearings this last summer.
Now, in another report I saw, though, it said that they're buying hundreds. I guess that's 40-plus then in Texas.
You have 40 local publications, five of those are dailies and 19 are weekly newspapers. And this is their first acquisition. They bought 100% of American Consolidated Media, which is based in Dallas and mostly in Texas and a little in Oklahoma, and 100% of Valley Newspaper Holding. Coincidentally, these all seem to line up right along the very corridors that are planned for the Trans-Texas Corridor. And, you know, Centra is a partner with these same money folks on what have been slightly less controversial roads, being the Skyway in Chicago and the 407 ETR in Canada. And it's just incredible. It appears to be on its face a blatant attempt to manipulate public opinion by controlling the media.
It's off the charts. I'm calling for criminal investigations by state and federal grand juries. Do you second that?
Well, we're looking at what role the FTC can play. This does require, since it's a media purchase, it does require federal approval by the Federal Trade Commission, and it doesn't look like it'll impact any kind of monopoly on the media, but we certainly think that there may be improper influence here, and we're going to ask the federal officials to take a good hard look at that before they approve the purchase.
But we know what the federal officials will do.
Well, interestingly enough, it turns out that the media acquisition has been moved from the FTC to do that job to the Department of Justice, and guess what? Department of Justice is an appointed group and appointed by the president.
Who's all for the North American Union and Agenda 21.
And it just seems to be a duplication of what's happening here in Texas, where they're moving responsibility for these things away from elected officials and into appointed bodies like the Texas Transportation Commission, of which every single member is appointed by Perry, who's planned these corridors in Texas, at least. He has been the ramrod for.
So they've already lobbied hundreds of millions to get this through. Now they spend $80 million to buy these newspapers. David Stahl, do you see this as a desperation move?
I see it as an all-out push to overcome what is going to be just tremendous opposition in Texas.
They will be defeated. This foreign takeover of our infrastructure must be defeated. It's the funding mechanism for the North American Union. David Stahl, stay with us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. David Stahl with us for the rest of the hour. Then I'll get into global news. They're going to put up X-ray cameras on light poles now, looking right through your clothes. I'm not kidding. It's mainstream news. You cannot make this type of stuff up. Only in reality, not in science fiction. David Stahl, former police officer, city manager of two cities, current city manager, down in South Texas in a suburb of Houston. Started Corridor Watch. Continue in this segment. Then I want to get into an overview of everything else that's happening with North American Union in the transportation component on the taxation grid and where the fight is and the new appointee that Bush has put in. But please continue with strategies and to fight this and any other details from your research of the toll road company coming in and buying up the Q newspapers.
Well, we've been monitoring that and looking at what particular papers are in that group, and they are papers that have been particularly critical across Texas of the Trans-Texas Corridor, and certainly pose an economic threat to their ability to take over the infrastructure within the state infrastructure, which, of course, we think is absolutely wrong and something we've been working for a couple of years to thwart. We're starting to make progress. Alex, it's encouraging. You may or may know that the chairman of the State Senate Transportation and Homeland Security Committee is taking this very seriously now and is looking at the impact that this corridor will have and has called for the very first serious public hearing on this matter. His committee will hold that hearing on March 1st in Austin, and the public is invited. I'm sure they'll have some invited testimony. But we now have at least one serious ear on this issue, and the citizens of Texas are starting to have an impact, and they're starting to be heard. It's very encouraging to have Senator Corona recognize that Rick Williamson, the chairman of the Transportation Commission, is not listening, that they are taking care of corporate business and not the business of the taxpayers and citizens of Texas, and has called for his removal, for his replacement. His term is up in February. And at least this senator, this very key senator, would like to see the governor put someone in there that's going to pay attention to what Texans want and need and not the corporate desires.
Well, we got 97% wanting these things shut down. The TxDOT's own documents, Texas Department of Transportation, now a year and a half ago, being leaked and being admitted to be authentic, marked internal and classified, not for distribution. That's not the term. They were marked confidential.
Confidential, yes.
And it said, you know, we've got a surplus of $6 billion. We got plenty of money. We got more gas tax money than ever. These roads are already paid for. It's like Kirk Watson, the former mayor, got Prop 1 passed to build freeways, and then that money goes to the toll roads. I mean, can you explain to people, because I've seen the numbers, but explain it, because you're a city manager, you understand how to articulate this, that they're not even really buying the roads to set up toll roads. They're basically being given existing roads or new roads that were already paid for just because they lobbied the politicians to hand it over to them. I mean, this is hijacking.
Yes, that is occurring across the state. There are roads that were already funded that are being turned into cash cows, and that money is being used to do additional toll roads. So it's not like it's even paying for something that we'll be able to use for free. It is a pyramid scheme of taxation through tolls. And right now the big push is to do these public-private partnerships, which give the government officials an arm's-length arrangement so that they can feign non-responsibility when the tolls in coming years are outrageously high. They'll be able to say that they're not in control, that's something that's in the agreement.
And that's key. That's key. The toll road companies all over the nation and the world are allowed to charge whatever they want and to shut down existing roads if people are using those arterials to circumnavigate or circumvent. They're allowed to shut down existing roads to make you use it.
You know, these agreements are being negotiated, signed in secret. And there's a reason for that, because they can't stand the light of day. They did a tunnel in Sydney, Australia, and the traffic was not up to what it should be. So the government shut down lanes of existing roads. And the reason they did that is it was in their agreement with the concessionaire to do the tunnel. Huge backlash on that.
Let me tell you a story.
They don't know what's going to be in these agreements.
They were, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they were trying to pass the trains, the light rail here, and just the day before the election, police all over town on Congress and all these bridges and roads just shut lanes down. No construction, just APD out shutting down roads. I mean, this is bizarre.
Yes, and your transportation commissioner says he thinks it's reasonable for there to be non-compete clauses in these agreements. In other words, that we'll be limited to the number of lanes we can expand existing highways. I mean, everyone knows we have traffic congestion and traffic problems, and we need to expand, for example, 35. But to lock it in to a limited expansion, so the next 75 years the concessionaire gets all the traffic at a toll rate, that's incredible. That's not serving the public need.
It's off the charts. David Stahl, stay with us. We'll chronicle it all when we return.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobble thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. He rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I sang soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers clapping time. I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that drive knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy now, when it sang good. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything. your mind. Reading the stuff's another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But it's feeling good. It was easy alone when he sang the blues. That feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
Just another word for nothing left to lose. Well, that's a woman singing about somebody she loves. That's why it's so strong. And love is stronger than hate. Love will prevail. Love of country, love of your family. The love of seeing other people you don't even know be able to live free. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank David Stahl for holding. Oh, I played that song, but I mentioned it in the last hour. I never played it here before. Might as well play a little Janis Joplin for you. Going back to David Stahl, and I love the work he's doing. I appreciate him standing up for my country and my family and my state and boldly fighting against these individuals. David Stahl, let's walk through what this is really all about. Globalization, the New World Order, SPP.gov, Security Prosperity Partnership, openly says that they're going to use the funds off toll roads that the state collects as its percentage to pay for building the infrastructure of the roads in Mexico to bring in even more slave goods. And we're going to have our customs officials down in southern, southwestern Mexico, there at the main port facility where the I-35 Supernafta Highway starts, doing some of the searching. And then we're going to have the Mexicans running it up in Kansas City, where it finally gets a full search, they claim. And this is all part of internationalism. Can you walk us through that and then tell us where they are right now? And, you know, did they really shoot down Phase 2? No. Kirk Watson, the slimeball mayor, who's now the state senator who made himself the chairman of the Campo board. And again, wherever you are in the country, this affects you. This is the same group, same people. He's openly now saying that he is going to basically just bring it up in executive session later, so they can stab us in the back in the dark. David Stahl, you got the floor. I'm going to turn my mic off. Walk us through it.
Yeah, like they're just repackaging. They're not changing anything. And we'll be lucky if we have anybody down there monitoring a border. But we have state officials here, Rick Williamson being among them, that says that he'd like to dissolve the border entirely. The Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA Superhighway, as it is, and that it will become and will serve, is part of that plan. This is a threat. This is a real threat to our country. This is a homeland security threat. It's an economic threat. The grand plan here is extracting revenue, taking money away from citizens and taxpayers, whether they're Texas or in Indiana or anywhere in between, and sending that money to the corporate sponsors and international corporate sponsors. It's not even staying in this country, let alone this state. This is just incredible, and we are turning over authority to these mega corporations, these international operators, and there are people who will say that's not true, and I can tell you that it is a fact, and I can tell you, you can look at just what happened last week, last Thursday, when here in Texas, we discover that the international bondholders that hold the bonds on toll roads in the Austin area here in Texas have control over what emergency vehicles can drive on those toll roads without paying a toll. So here we have public safety entities who will have to pay tolls to these international operators to use what should be public highways. And this is not, we're not talking about fringe use of it. We're talking about a fire truck that goes to a burning building. You'll get to go to the burning building for free on that toll road that theoretically the citizens own. But when they go back to the station, they'll have to pay a toll. They have to pay a toll to those operators, to the bondholders. This is not right. This is not how this country works. And this is the tip of the iceberg. When you have government beholding the profit-motivated private interests, international interests, they hold the purse strings and they'll start pulling the strings on everything else. It's really a scary thought of where we're headed, and people need to get involved. They need to educate themselves at the issues, and they need to communicate and get a hold of their government while they still can. Corridor Watch, we have a website. We have information available from all sources. We encourage you to get it from the government themselves. This is not a secret deal. It's certainly being done backroom and under the radar, and they put their best spin on it, but these are all facts. You can go to CorridorWatch.org, CorridorWatch.org, and use that as a starting point and get the real information and then act on it. We need to stand up today and secure our country, secure our borders, secure what should be public infrastructure for the public and not for these private multinational interests.
Let me just add a few points and get your take on it. You talk about these being international corridors. These are international zones. And going back to the mid-90s, and I'm going to be interviewing an expert in studio in the next few weeks on this, we have the maps provided to Congress that show over half the country off human limits, and they're going to use the roads to literally wall off populations and not let us travel to many areas. And when you give all the ports away for pennies on the dollar to Arabs, and you let the Germans and the Italians come in and the Dutch and everybody else buying them, more water districts are owned by foreigners now than by even U.S. corporations. You have to understand, they come and lobby your politician, and then your mayor signs it over for campaign contributions, and it's illegal.
Yeah, and it's about money. It's about money.
So understand, folks, when government becomes tyrannical, even at the local level, it allows these international bodies, these corporations that are bigger than most governments, 46 of the 100 biggest economies are not government, they're corporations who really operate as governments, and they come in, and that's what libertarians don't get, and I consider myself somewhat of a libertarian, at least I have that flavor to my view, but, you know, libertarians who are pure libertarians, it's like all corporations are perfect and good, it's government that's bad, no restrictions. What they don't understand is that these corporations are governments. They operate. They have spy agencies. They have private mercs. They buy off politicians. They have the politicians sign over government authority to them. And so these corporations act as governments. And it's true that it was the vector of government that illegally and improperly, in a fraud, signed this over. So this power is null and void. But nevertheless, you've got ignorant police and ignorant public that will believe because somebody has a signet, a scepter of power and waves the magic wand that they've got to go enforce it. This is tyranny and despotism when the leaders are lawless. What do we do about this?
Yeah, it is despotism. And the line is blurred significantly. And for example, the lobbyists for Centra, the Spanish firm that's pushing the whole toll project here in Texas and has the presumptuous bid to build the first leg, the lobbyist for that group works today in the governor's office as the director of legislative affairs. And we have a lobbyist, a representative for Macquarie, the Australian banking organization, who's left his post in Washington, D.C., where he pushed public-private partnerships for his firm, an Australian investment banker, and has just been appointed by the president to be the counsel general, the top attorney for the Federal Highway Administration. We're playing both sides.
Well, let me add another parallel of that. The head of border affairs for the governor's office is a Mexican citizen and a registered lobbyist in Mexico. And when the Houston Chronicle reported it, the editorialist actually got threatening calls from the state saying, that's classified, you better remove that. I mean, did you see that when that happened?
No, I didn't. I missed that one.
So it also shows that they also just think they can just order people around because it's mafia. I mean, sorry, folks, this is not Mexico where you shove the poor people around. And this is not Russia. I'm getting madder and madder, David.
Well, you should be. We all should be. More people should be mad.
I think now, though, they've been arrogant the last few years, but trying to buy up newspapers and doing all this and pulling out the stops, are they starting to get desperate, or do they still have that bravado, that chutzpah, that hubris?
Well, to this point, they've been keeping the hubris. Hopefully, it's a front, and it's about to collapse. We have to keep the pressure on. We have to make sure that it does collapse. We are starting to make some inroads. We're starting to have some well-placed people recognize them for the bullies they are. But at the moment, the bullies are still in power. They still have that authority, and they're making these deals.
This is a mafia. I mean, they can call it legal. It isn't. Have you ever gotten threats or intimidations, or did they come with the carrot instead of the stick and you know, just sideways offer you deals or advancement if you just kind of went away or maybe became a shill?
Alex, I've been on the threat end of that. I have been served with numerous papers threatening all types of legal action and repercussions, and we've stood firm against that, and we really think that there would be a mistake on their part, that a legal proceeding like that really opens it to the public, and they've got more dirty laundry out there than they can stand to have aired. So,
yeah, a lot of times it's just threats. How long have they been threatening you?
About almost going on 4 years now.
But never actually dropping a bomb on you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the ongoing crap. You know, these people don't want to get into a legal proceeding because, in fact, I would like it, because then you can depose them.
That's right. We can do that, and we can also get access to other records.
You better have your closets clean if you're going to sue somebody. I tell you what, it's just unbelievable what they get away with.
Well, their closet certainly isn't clean, Alex. This is really a web that they can't afford to have exposed.
Now, from my research, they've been creeping around buying off the politicians for at least a decade, and, of course, longer with other international bodies, studying the country, though. I know you're in a conference with many others and in Congress with other people. Tell us, I mean, I'm somewhat of an expert on this, too, but I know you know more than I. You specialize in this. What's happening in the rest of the country? With who are some of the other players, other foreign companies that are creeping around?
Well, there are a number of them that are creeping around and doing things. Interestingly enough, though, it is like mercury. They seem to be balling together. The Spanish interests are particularly strong. Just this week, they announced that for the Indiana Toll Road, they've given a contract. I believe the value of the contract is $18 billion, with a B, to another Spanish firm to do the vehicle tolling, which is tracking of vehicles on that toll road. And that company, in their own press release that's on their website today, Indra, says that they believe this is an inroad to doing the same type of work in Texas and Florida. And so we really have an organized foreign foray into the United States where they believe that they are going to be able to get control over infrastructure in the United States.
It's economic warfare. It's a usurping.
I mean, when the Trans-Texas Corridor was announced, when it became public information and knowledge, we had already sent people from Texas, from TxDOT to Europe. Specifically, one of those trips was to Madrid. And while they were holding public hearings in Texas, theoretically telling Texans what the Trans-Texas Corridor was, and by no means did they do that, it was a glossing over. At that same time, we had the Spanish-American Chamber of Commerce that TxDOT was taking around Texas, showing them all of the opportunities they had to rape, pillage, and plunder here in the state of Texas. It's incredible. And organized.
What about the disgusting billboards with a cowboy smiling and the ads going, "I'm a cowboy and I like the tracker tag"?
Isn't that interesting? They've got those pro-corridor billboards out there, and they're operating from behind a smoke screen.
You know what I think? I think I'm going to pay for some billboards and put a picture of King Juan Carlos, who's involved in the stock of this, and say, "Thank you for using my toll road, slaves."
Yeah.
That's it. I'm going to do that.
Well, you know, we used to fly a Spanish flag over Texas. Maybe it's time to dust them off and iron them and get them ready to go again.
Well, that's globalization. It seems like lands owned by Spain are being ceded back.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. You know, we don't even know, because the terms of the agreement aren't finished and they'll be negotiated in secret, we don't know what authorities and powers we're going to give to these interests on these corridors. We don't know how much control they'll be able to exercise over the use and movement of Texans.
Well, we've seen past cases, and it's horrible. And, of course, all that transponder data has already in San Francisco been passed on to the police. So the police put up radio readers just to go ahead and track everybody else, even when it isn't a toll road, using those tags. Text tag, it's text tag, it must be good.
Yes, well, we're using that here in Texas. They're tracking the movement of people so they can do some things that are legitimate, I suppose, be able to tell you how fast traffic is moving on free highways. But once the technology's in place, they'll be able to track people for any purpose that they want.
Remember the legislature a year and a half ago, and it said that with the transponder, the day your insurance up, they're going to arrest you, or when you speed from point to point, they'll give you a ticket?
Yes, well, the speeding camera is on its way. They're talking about that again. I think you'll see that. I know TxDOT went to England and talked about putting the transponder tags and license plates.
Stay there, David Stone.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
David Stahl's our guest. We appreciate him coming on short notice. David, there can be no doubt. Every indicator, every signature, every telltale sign, every textbook example of going into heavy-duty oppression and despotism for microwave guns to be used on the American people. I've got an article here about X-ray cameras they're going to put up on the light poles, looking through our clothes. I mean, how could any police officer listening out there who, you know, oh, it's all in the name of good, not realize now that this system's going more and more criminal, or bureaucrats or people in the system? I mean, I know the government's not made up of bad people at the bottom and the middle. It's just average folks, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But, I mean, what can people do just as a society inside the system? We know there's folks leaking documents and it really helped us. Do we need to see more of that? Or what would you say to police officers, and this is on other issues, you're a former police officer, you know, who are enforcing warrantless checkpoints and searching people's IDs. And meanwhile, illegal aliens, the AP reported, don't have to show ID to even get a bank account or housing loan. I mean, they've got to know that this country's dying.
Yeah, we are losing our system of law where the citizens are in control. We're seeing more and more of a police state. Unfortunately, there are some within criminal justice who see that as giving them more tools. I think at some point the balance will tip and they'll see where we've gone way too far. We're using Homeland Security as a shield to do things that are improper and not constitutional in the first place. And there has to be a swing of that pendulum. It's time for it to start coming back the other direction. And we need those people who are on the front lines, who are seeing the abuses up close and personal, to be able to stand up and say this isn't right, and to communicate that to people who can make the change. You're right that there are good people in government at levels. Unfortunately, the money that's involved is co-opting them at a lower and lower level. We're losing more and more control of our government. It's no longer a government by the people, I'm afraid. We really have lost control, and we need to regain that.
And I know you're a student of history because I've talked to you on air several times and brought up historical points, and you've just picked up where I leave off. I don't think most folks, though, have studied history, David Stahl, and they don't know that once things start going bad, if you don't reverse it, it then accelerates to the depths immediately. That's how corruption works. And I don't...
That's right. If you become a landslide, it just becomes a landslide. And you had asked earlier about desperation, and hopefully we can get this turned around before we hit that point, because that desperation is what drives it at even faster and faster rates as they attempt to recover the power that starts to slip away. And they do desperate things, and the consequences of that are very grave.
They are doing desperate things, and so I think that shows that the hubris is an act.
I hope that's right, and it should be right, because I think that we have started to turn that corner.
Yeah, I don't want to just see Jack Abramoff go to prison. I mean, I want to see thousands of lobbyists go to prison, and there are tens of thousands, by the way, folks. I want to see governors going to prison. I want to see the heads of companies being extradited and going to prison. And for what we know, people should be going to prison. If we ever got into the real nest, good Lord, David, how bad would it be?
It would be mind-boggling. I think people really would be blown away into what the level of improper influence peddling and the corruption that money has brought to our government.
David, I know you've got to go in a moment, but we got a 70-second break. I'm going to do 5 more minutes on the other side to talk about not just, hey, go to CorridorWatch.org. I want to hear how people join you, really help you. And don't forget, folks, I've made 15 films that are available at InfoWars.com. We have a bookstore and video store there.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.